Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Paul never taught that you had to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just the opposite. He told in Ephesians chapter 5, you would know this verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein it is in excess, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. He didn't say baptized. He said filled. The word filled here is to be, literally means to be governed, to be guided, to be controlled by the Spirit of God. That's the command. We are never commanded to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We're commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because now people, well, if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, you begin to speak in tongues. And I'm not picking on other denominations, but that's what they teach. Matter of fact, that's an evidence of your salvation. Other denominations said, well, as evidence of your salvation, you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and you begin to speak in other tongues, other, the languages and all. I just wanted to share that with you. Before we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. That's a whole nother teaching. So he's not talking about baptism of the Holy Ghost here in verse number 13 at all. That's not even in the picture. Again, what is the context of all of this? He's talking about gifts in a church. We hear as many members, he gives diverse gifts to different members because there's one Spirit. And he places all into that one local body. God saved you. You were baptized and you were led to this church by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's really what he's saying. Let's move on. There should be no divisions. Many members, yet one body under one Spirit of God. Again, that word baptizo means to be, you're placed into, you're put under, you're placed into. Okay. Verse number 14. For the body is not one member, but many. Viewing church members as one body is viewing it as one entity, as the body of Christ. Now, this can get confusing to a lot of people. I want you to stay with it. Stay with me here. We are the body of Christ. Let that sink in. Not the physical body of Christ, obviously, but spiritually, as manifested as a group of believers, we represent the body of Christ to a lost and dying world. Paul wanted the church to know that while the church body is one, yet it has many members in and of that body. A church body does not and cannot exist of only one member. Well, I'm going out on my fishing boat and I'm having church today. Don't work like that. It talks about members. Matter of fact, Jesus said this, whether two or three are gathered together, he didn't say one, he said two or three, or four or five or a hundred, whatever, there I am in the midst of them also. You at least have to have two to be members of church. It could be a small church. Again, are you following the thought? So we see that it cannot exist of only one member. Church cannot exist with only one member because Jesus taught in Matthew 18:20 that it takes at least two members. Also, as a sideline, no member should think himself as someone who is lifted up and exalted to a higher standing. In other words, no member should think of himself as the one. And I'm so glad we don't have that here in this church. I mean that from the depths of my soul. I know nobody in this church who thinks they're the one. We're made up of many members and not just one member. Are you following that? Really neat thought. Verse number 15 and 16. If the foot shall say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Sure it is. Just because you don't think you're part of the body, well, I'm not as important as him, so I'm not part of this. Paul said, no, you're still part of that body. He used another example. Can the ear, and if the ear would say, of course, he uses an illustration, because I'm not of the eye, I'm not as important in my mind as seeing, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Of course it is. The ear is just as much of a part of the body as the eye. By the way, I said this a few weeks ago, every time I think about that. Do you know why God put our eyes on the front instead of on the back side of our head? to see where we're going and not where we've been. Always be looking ahead. But that's the reason God designed the eyes to be looking ahead. But aren't you glad we have ears to hear and hands to handle for the most part and feet to walk around if we're able? But that's the point of what he's talking about. If the foot felt or declared itself not part of the body because it was not a hand, that foot would be both foolish and sadly mistaken. It's needed. Right, Robert? It's needed. Paul is showing the foolishness of divisions in the church. We need each other to function properly. That's what he's saying here. We all have different functions. And he's going to talk about this. As a matter of fact, look in verse number 17. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? Wouldn't that be a monstrosity? When I was reading this and writing some notes, I really don't watch much TV, but we watched with the kids years ago. What's the name of the movie? The kid hid under the bed because of the Monsters, Inc. Oh, that was it, because of the monster. And that one monster had just a big old eye, you know. And I thought I'd chuckle when I, what a monstrosity. He's called a monster, a big old eye, you know. And that's what Paul is saying. If the whole body were an eye, boy, what a awful thing that would be. Well, then who would do the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, if we were all just an ear, well, who would do the smelling? Of course, he's using that illustration about the important parts of the again, let me start from the beginning. There are no unimportant people in God's family or even in God's church. Now, these spiritual gifts that we're going to read, that there's nine of them that we talked about earlier. We're going to read about some more later. That those have done away with. The speaking in tongues, the healings, and all those things that supernaturally. Remember, we talked about that last week, where God endowed an individual that ability to just heal. You know, rise up and walk. You know, that's gone. But yet God still gives us gifts to use for his glory in the church. He still gives it as he will. Now, some he gives many, some he gives few. But yet God gives gifts as it pleases him. So we have gifts, and you have to find your place in the church, and that's where you serve the Lord and the gifts God has given you. And that's what he's saying here. Paul is demonstrating that each member adds value to the functioning of the body. I love that. Every member adds value. Without it, we're lacking something. We can make up for it, but we're still lacking something. My hearing's going bad. Somebody said something the other day. I said, what, huh? Well, okay. I have to make up for it by one day when I quit being prideful, I'll get a hearing aid, okay? You try to make up for it, but still you're losing that function. Are you following? Somehow we try to make up for it, but all the parts are important. Each of these parts perform an important function to help the whole body operate more efficiently. That's why you are important to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Well, preacher, I just don't feel like I'm important. I just sit on the pew. Well, we're going to look at that in just a minute. We're all important. There are no unimportant parts on the body. I wrote this down yesterday. Did I do this? No, I did this Friday. Anyway, had a busy week. I still try to do my lessons on Monday, but did it Friday. When I was writing this down about there are no unimportant parts, I put even my gallbladder.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.